literally gagging.
But his ex-wife popping back up in the news, Jessica Simpson. Of course, it's the theme to Newlyweds. Jessica and Nick. Listen to these words. Liar.
Great song. It's kind of a bop, to be honest.
Absolute liar. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. I don't want to use this time to talk about my hatred of Nick Lachey. Well, we'll get to that at some other point, I'm sure.
We've gotten to it numerous points on the show.
Let's just focus on Jessica Simpson. So, pop back up in the news recently.
She did.
For something that I think is opening up a lot of people's eyes. And Breeze, as soon as I saw that, I immediately thought of you. But before we get to that, let's revisit from that show probably the most talked about moment, right?
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish?
So she's sitting on the couch. She's eating tuna. He is looking at her like she is the stupidest person on the planet.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. That's stupid. What?
I remember this happening live.
When did the show come out? Do you know? Because I wasn't old enough to be watching. My love for reality shows did not blossom until
2003. Yeah. There's actually three seasons of that garbage. Ugh, God. So that was 2003, early 2000s. Jessica Simpson was huge, and that was like the biggest moment from that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone made fun of her. Everyone talked about how stupid and dumb she is. I literally, while looking for that clip, Breeze, there's a 15-minute-long compilation of, quote, the dumbest things Jessica Simpson has ever said.
Mm-hmm.
That exists on YouTube. Now, with that in mind, let me give you the update of what's happening this week. She revealed earlier on Instagram in a post celebrating the fact that the audio version of her memoir, Open Book, was named one of the top audiobooks of the year by Apple. She said, quote, fact, I'm dyslexic. And this was the first time I have ever read out loud without hesitation. I did it for the listener. I did it for my family. I did it for myself. She had a quote, Apple Books, thank you for recognizing and respecting my story. Turning my fears into wisdom has been a soulful journey, to say the least. I appreciate the power of this praise with all of my heart. So I don't think this is something she's opened up about before. This is the first time of me at least hearing
this. It doesn't sound like it. No.
And it's one of these things where hindsight certainly is 20/20,
mm-hmm.
But I think back and now I feel really bad for saying,
right,
because obviously now we have more of the story, right? And mm-hmm. And I think it's a lesson that we continue to learn over and over again. Same with Kanye West, of all the shenanigans that he pulls, and then you learn, oh, he's bipolar, right?
And it's like you take a step back and you're like, crap, well,
yeah.
Now I feel like a jerk.
Right.
Well, like, you shouldn't have been making fun of this person to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's Jessica, Kanye West, a random man on the street. Like, it really just goes back to the old tale,
mm-hmm.
the old saying of you can't judge a book by its cover.
Sure.
No matter how famous, no matter how beautiful, no matter how many resources, some people just are fighting hidden battles that you will never know about.
For sure. And look, there's a difference between like some playful joking and ribbing. Like, it got really bad with Jessica Simpson. People were really mean, right? It wasn't a lighthearted kind of thing. It was just mean-spirited. And certainly now that we know that she's dyslexic, it gives a little more insight into why she may have said the things she did and that sort of thing. And Breeze, I thought of you because you are also dyslexic.
Yeah. And like reading this and hearing about Jessica, especially the quote that she said, fact, I'm dyslexic. And this was the first time I had ever read out loud without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for the listener. I did it for my family. I did it for myself. As someone with dyslexia, that's huge.
Yeah.
I can't even describe how accomplishing that must feel for her.
Yeah.
And how proud she must feel of herself, because I've talked about my struggles, you know, throughout school, growing up, reading, writing, the whole nine.
What was it like, by the way? By the way, I didn't just only think, oh, dyslexia, oh, Breezy. I also saw the parallels between the both of you, if I may compare for a moment, of overcoming that, right. that. You do that every day. You have to read things on the show every single day. And like, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself back in school and tell yourself this is what you would be doing on a daily basis, what do you think you would say to yourself? And how terrifying would that thought even be?
My younger self would not believe me, first of all. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I would tell myself, like, you're okay. Like, you're a lot stronger than you think. So, you know, keep pushing at it. Keep working at it. And eventually it'll be okay. Like, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be the same experience as it is for, you know, Mary over there. But it's going to be your own journey. And it's going to be your own process of discovering how things work for you and how everything is going to just turn out and pan out okay.
Mm-hmm.
For Jessica Simpson, I mean, I think that one of the biggest problems, not problems, but like concerns for me when it comes to dyslexia and being dyslexic as a whole is like, there's not a lot of awareness for it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest things I talked about when I did reveal, I think it was over a year ago that I do struggle with my dyslexia, is that the idea behind it and the notion that a lot of people have about dyslexia is just that you are stupid, that you are dumb. And that is not the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and it's still like a joke, right? We've come a long way and we've moved past a lot of things where people realize, all right, that's probably not cool to say. And just thinking back to the 90s, a lot of phrases that are no longer acceptable here in 2020, which good, thankfully. When it comes to dyslexia,
I don't think dyslexia is one of them.
No, it's still a punchline for a lot of people. But Breeze, I want you to talk about what it was like growing up, how hard it was. Especially when people would say things like that. What are you, dumb? What are you, stupid? Like, to this day, I mean, the emotional and mental scars are still there. It's still one of the biggest things that triggers you of people insinuating that you are dumb or stupid.
It was seriously, like, one of my biggest, like, trigger points and trigger words of, like, you're dumb, you're stupid. Because reading in class and reading aloud is something that everyone did growing up. You would, you know, be in your desks and you would snake around and everyone would read a paragraph or a sentence. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've admitted on the show before, like, I never really felt anxiety as a kid or fear until it was my anxiety coming or my dyslexia coming to a head.
Of knowing it's going to be your turn soon.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, three people away.
Counting the paragraphs and like practicing it in my head, but then like psyching myself out because I can't read that one word. I don't know what that says. What am I going to do when I get to that word and I'm just going to like stare blankly and then the teacher's going to have to help me out. Like all those thoughts and all of those panicky notions were going through my head every single time I had to read.
Sure.
And I'll take it a step further and even say like going out of the classroom for, you know, reading groups or test taking because I had to have my test read to me. Because if I didn't have my test read to me, I wouldn't understand the question. And then I might know the answer to the question, but I wouldn't know how to even process it formulate it in my own head.
Really quick, going back to even just reading in class, right, where you're so completely focused on just trying to get that paragraph and you're just reading that over and over and over to yourself as whatever else is being read, you aren't able to pay attention to it.
No. Because I have no idea what I'm reading.
You're so
and I have no idea the context around but the paragraph that I'm reading.
And how difficult that had to be.
So, and that's one of the things that is so difficult, Corey, like you said, because a lot of reading, for me anyways, that helped me was context clues. And it wasn't always like correlation, that's what that means. Like, it really had to be a comprehension type of thing, because that would help me more.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't comprehend it, then I'm like, I'm really, really out for the count. Because I don't know what I'm reading. I can't, first of all, I don't know how to pronounce them. I don't know what they mean. And I don't know what the paragraph before said and the paragraph below said, because I was just so worried about reading that one paragraph.
Yeah, which is
so
just
distracting.
It's a domino effect, I'm
so
sure.
So glazed over.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so difficult for me in school. And I know that so many kids and students, even adults, I mean, sure. Look at Jessica Simpson, still go through this on a daily basis.
Again, Jessica Simpson, just revealing the fact that she is dyslexic. Again, I don't think it was something she's revealed before, but, you know, she showed you can overcome it. Breezy shows you can overcome it. And partly I wanted to bring this up, not only for you to share your story, Breeze, but also to share the fact that again, there are many people listening who, yes, they are dyslexic. Their kid is dyslexic. Their friend, whatever. It is something you can overcome. And there's proof right there with you and Jessica Simpson. There's two examples right there for
besties. I really want to normalize the idea of no longer using, you know, struggles of people and disorders as like funny punchlines. Like, how many times have like you screw up a sentence? You're like, sorry, I'm dyslexic. Like, no, you're not, first of all. Or like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm so ADD. I literally am ADD, so like, that's whatever. But
you've had people say that to you before they knew you were
dyslexic.
It's
so awkward, and I'm like, is that like a pass? Like, do you get a free pass? Because like, you said that, even though you're not actually dyslexic.
Right.
Or like, oh, I'm so OCD. Like, these are struggles and fears and really big hurdles that people overcome on a daily basis. And for you to sit there and minimize it and just be like, oh, sorry, like almost mocking it and making fun of it. And I know people, when they do that, they're not being malicious, or I hope they're not anyways. But at the end of the day, it really is kind of hurtful.
Yeah.
Because you don't, it's funny to say that and like just brush it off and like make an excuse and be like, oh, I'm dyslexic, blah, blah, blah. But like,
it's hurtful.
That has been such a deep-rooted issue for me since I was in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And still is to this day. Listen,
I've overcome
so much, and I have learned to deal and I've learned to cope, but it's never not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is for everyone. No matter if you're dyslexic, no matter if you suffer from anxiety, any of it.
Yeah, everybody's got something.
It's always going to be there. Everyone has their thing. Do not judge a book by its cover. Yeah, Jessica Simpson was the butt of every joke back in 2003 to 2005. I mean, knowing what we know now,
should we have
done that?
Yeah.
Eh.
So
no.
Hopefully this is another lesson that we can learn, maybe be a little kinder moving forward. Again, as always, Breeze, thank you for being so open about that. I know it's something that's you're very passionate about because you don't want kids to go through what you had to go through.
Right.
It's
very important.
It's an awful thing. So
thank
you for that. And if you are struggling with dyslexia or whatever you're struggling with, just know you can get past it.
You can.
Absolutely.